Right, I guess we are live, so I'll go ahead and get this started. We're here on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for an informal hearing on case number PU-21-9. My name is Julie Fedorchak. With me are Commissioners Randy Christman and Brian Crotius, so we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Randy, do you have?
Nor do I, thank you.
Brian, do you have any? Okay, we'll go around and introduce ourselves for the record, and then this is in Brian's portfolio, so I'll kick it over to him to lead it off. Pat, do you want to introduce yourself, please, for the record?
Patrick Fawn with Commission Staff.
Thank you.
Victor Shook with Advocacy Staff.
Dave Cedarquist with Xcel Energy, and we do have a couple of folks participating virtually, too.
Okay, and you can introduce them when it's your
turn. Sure. Matt Harris is principal attorney, and Lisa Peterson is manager of regulatory analysis, also right. Joining me.
What was her?
Lisa Peterson.
Lisa Peterson.
All right, thank you, Dave.
And then Brian Johnson, PSC Legal.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Commissioner Crotius, this is your portfolio. You want to take it from here?
Actually, we can just dive right into it. And why don't you start with the presentation, and then, as always, we'll ask questions along the way if needed, unless staff has any preliminary questions or. Okay.
Maybe seeing, I'll just ask Matt to put the presentation. Is it up or?
I was not aware of it.
Oh, wow. I sent a file this morning early. I didn't get it. Vic, did you? Oh, okay. Let's see.
I wonder if something's getting filtered out in our system yesterday.
Oh.
Well,
is that this?
Yeah, and it's got some really helpful graphics. It is in your printed presentation. I'm just wondering, I do have it on.
Either two on the phone right now, could they email it to you and forward it to Matt or send it directly to Matt?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Commissioner. Lisa?
Might have the same effect.
But if we've got it, we need to wait for it on the screen.
Are you there, Lisa?
Some people might be listening, watching.
We might have our fan base up there.
Dave, I don't know if Lisa's, I mean, I see Lisa on, but I can also pull this in email. Just give me a couple minutes.
Okay. Could you share a screen?
I could, instead of that, because it might get filtered out again, maybe you could just share your screen. I can make you presenter, and then you can share the presentation.
Sure. We'll see if I can make that happen.
Yeah, let's
try that.
Let's see if an attorney
we have
can
confidence
pull this off.
In you, Matt.
Sorry, Brian.
Matt's feeling a little pressure right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel any pressure.
I am really sorry I didn't confirm that. I sent both Vic and Matt.
Just so you know, we typically have several thousand people who tune into these, so they're they are spectating right now.
I'd have just made an excuse to leave the room and never came back. Yeah, let me run out for a second. Is he coming back? I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with
that. Well, Dave, I'm looking for emails from you. Did you send it?
I didn't send a recent copy to you. I was thinking just pull out the SharePoint site if you have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give me a minute then.
I hope that Lisa's able to participate. Okay. Lisa's our analyst that put together a lot of the numbers and stuff, so. Hi, Lisa, are you there?
Lisa, are you able to hear us?
I
Dave, is this on the rate case site?
No, it wouldn't be.
Okay.
I'm wondering if Jen Ressler is on, if she could call Lisa and see if, I don't have Lisa's cell number.
I'm messaging her on here and she said she can't hear us.
Could you message her, Matt? To?
Oh, I think I've got it.
Okay.
Everything will come here, general inspector will come in.
Very sorry about this.
It's all right, we haven't had technical difficulties.
All right, I am very close. I've got the thing up, hang on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yes we can.
Yeah.
And I can hear you now too. Thank you.
Well, Matt's just going to share the presentation since the file didn't get sent through email, so.
All right, and we're going to do this, I think, a bit of an old-fashioned way, but hopefully this works.
You're not just going to hold the presentation up to the screen, are you, Matt?
Yeah, that's right. All right, can people see that?
You did it.
All right.
And maybe put it in slideshow mode.
Down in the left. Now that's really tasking my abilities here.
In the lower right, there's a little icon that looks like a screen.
This guy?
It's on the right. Yeah, there you go. Click on that, it should. Although maybe that's another screen to share. I don't know, but
looks like
we can.
Yeah, I think it might be. Hang on.
We can just use that probably. Did it show up?
No, I just scanned this.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Otherwise, that looks acceptable too. But.
I'm not going to be able to do the slideshow, Dave. I don't know how to get that to work, but
that's okay.
Does this work if it's just the window?
Vic has scanned the presentation, so it's going to be shown here in a second.
Vic, as always, is more competent than I am.
All right, great. Well, wow.
Right.
I pride myself on trying to avoid these technical glitches like this, so I'm very sorry for that, but thanks, commissioners, for the opportunity for us to describe our proposal to you this afternoon. We're especially appreciative of your very prompt scheduling of this so that it might be possible for our North Dakota Gas customers to avoid feeling the impacts of our gas rate case, and that's kind of what this is about. The rate case and the prospect of rising wholesale gas costs was really not part of the discussion last spring when you guys were deliberating over how long to allow the company to recover the February gas costs. But they're very real today and they will impact bills this winter. And because of that, we believe that it's maybe appropriate for the commission to revisit the February gas cost true-up period and that whole mechanism. So we have heard on more than one occasion the commission expressed concerns about high heating bills this winter, and quite frankly, we share in that same concern. We have limited ability to control or influence the costs of our commodity gas that we procure every year, but you know, we've tried to roll up our sleeves and try to take a look at what actions we might be able to take to mitigate the impact of our rate case, which, as you know, was filed in September, and interim rates were approved yesterday. So we did take a little hard look, and let's go to slide two. We did consider some ways to reduce the size of our case. You know, could any projects be pushed out? Could any costs be cut back? Or, you know, do we need to take a second look at any part of our projections, our forecasted test year? We considered, you know, what would it mean? What would the ramifications be for delaying or postponing the case? But there were some real compelling reasons to move ahead with the case as planned, and that's what we ended up doing. You know, first of all, you all know that it's been a long time since we filed a rate case, a natural gas case in North Dakota, 15 years. And in recent years, the financial results that we've seen in our gas business here in North Dakota have been pretty dismal. That is to say, low single-digit returns. And given that much of the need for the 2022 case and the revenue deficiency that we're seeing for 2022 is tied directly to this significant gas project, the capacity expansion project in Fargo and West Fargo, you know, it would just worsen the situation and make the revenue shortfall that much worse without a case. That project, by the way, will be in service in the month of November. So let's go to slide three. We have developed, however, this proposal. It can actually be accomplished pretty easily, and yet it would still result in some significant relief to our customers this winter. The idea is quite simple. It's to simply revise the current true-up recovery of the February gas cost by extending basically the recovery period from the current 15-month period to a 24-month period. So it would basically end in June of 2023. We would continue with our agreement to not seek recovery of any carrying charges, even though we'd be lengthening that period out. But by doing that, we can reduce gas rates by almost $12 million over the next 12 months. And in doing that, that would more than offset the $7 million interim rate impact that's set to go into effect here next month. I might just mention here, you probably know the company recently did agree with staff's recommendation to reduce the interim rate level from the original $8.2 million to $7 million, and that was accomplished by removing the MGP costs from interim. And you know, with that agreement, we have an understanding that the MGP amortization is going to basically be suspended until after the case is concluded, so that it won't ever affect rates during the upcoming winter season. And in a minute here, Lisa's going to walk through the specific cost impacts of our proposal over time. But let me just say that in a nutshell, if we compare, and you'll see this on the charts, compared to the status quo, what our rate path is right now as we sit here, what we're really showing here and what we expect is that we're going to have a real smoothing over the next 3 years of gas bills. You'll see that our current trajectory would be to have quite a significant increase in this winter season and then a big drop off in the following winter because of the short 15-month period. And what we're proposing with the longer is to smooth that out a little bit, and you'll see that on the charts as Lisa shows the next 3 years. She's her and her team have developed some real nice graphic representations. You've got some of those files or some of those graphs in your handout that you can follow along with. I'm going to hand it off to her unless there's some questions. But she's going to walk through a comparison of what can be expected with this proposal compared to if we didn't do anything, we just kind of left things the way they are. So she'll walk through that. Yep, Commissioner?
I have a quick question, Dave. Can you remind me what is the total amount, the dollar amount of the cost for the February event for North Dakota Customs?
The total amount that we started with was $32.5 million.
Gosh.
And,
for North Dakota?
For North Dakota, yeah. And Lisa can let you know how much of that's already been recovered through. We've had the crew up in place now for 4 months, so we'd sort of recalibrate the rate now to go another 20 months under this proposal. But yep.
Excuse me, I didn't have my mic on. I have a question related to a comment you made earlier, and it triggered it. How closely does NSP Excel, how closely do you watch the gas futures pricing price projections for an upcoming heating season? Because when we made the decision, which was at the end of June, gas prices had already doubled compared to a year. The previous year had been trending upward, have been for the previous 12 months. So they're higher yet again. They're in that 2.5 to 3 time range currently. So they've gotten worse, although mitigating to some extent over the last day or two. But it's fickle right now.
Yeah.
It's gonna, but how closely do you watch that then to anticipate what I would assume are increased calls? My bill really jumped, and we've been in a pretty nice period, generally speaking, the past decade. But anyway, the question is, how closely do you watch that?
Well, I mean, Commissioner, very close. I mean, we have an entire department, you know, sort of dedicated to this gas procurement effort and what prices are doing. I guess I can't answer it much more than that, except that I will say that even though the commission did issue an order in June, you know, the process of trying to look at this and to decide how to recover $32 million really was a March and April kind of process, and you know, deliberations last into May, I guess. But so I think at that time there probably maybe wasn't as much awareness of what we're seeing today. I mean, I certainly today we know more about where gas prices are going than we did in the first quarter, early second quarter of the year. So
now the futures are still moving up though.
Yep.
In Q2.
Yeah.
Even prior to June. I mean, it wasn't, I think everyone anticipated, even EIA was strongly indicating
yeah.
it was going to be a more expensive heating season. So just curious on that front.
I don't know if Matt or Lisa wants to add anything in that regard. Good.
Gonzalo, I wanted to clarify one other thing that you said.
Okay.
You said that making the suggested change would reduce rates by $12 million over the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to clarify, because for the people that might be just listening in, it doesn't make that $12 million go away though as a
right
as a charge for the customer. It just pushes them off.
Right, we're smoothing it out over the next, right, exactly right, Commissioner. So maybe at this time we'll have Lisa walk through some of the charts.
Sure. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Lisa Peterson with Xcel Energy. Thank you for your time today. As Dave mentioned, I am going to talk a little bit about the impacts that we're seeing and what effect our mitigation proposal might have on these impacts. Here you can see, excuse me, here you can see the annual pattern of recovery of the February gas costs as well as our rate request. There's a significant increase over the coming year as we layer the February gas cost surcharges and their rate case interim impact and the forecasted gas cost increase over the winter season. As you can tell, there's a pretty sharp upward impact over the coming year, and then as the February impacts drop off in the following year, you see a downward movement. And obviously the whole idea of our mitigation proposal is to even out the next 2 years of impact, and you'll see that on the next graph.
The Columbia blue in this proposed is what?
That's the rate case request.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go to the next slide. That's right.
So as you can see here, the proposal smooths out the red portion of the bar graph, the February gas costs. It extends about $12 million in our February gas cost recovery into the following year, which smooths out the overall annual impacts over the coming 2 years. And I would say if there's no questions on this right now, the next four slides shows the average monthly impact of our mitigation proposal on each class's average bill. If you want to move to that next slide, there we go. For residential, our proposal would reduce the average residential bill for this upcoming January by about $15. That's the very peak bar that you see off to the left, and then you'll see it's about $15 lower on the right-hand chart. And so you see as we move from 15 months to 24 months, the red February gas event charges smooth out over the course of 24 months instead of 15 months. I also should note that these graphs, the previous two graphs were included in our filed proposal. We have since updated the gas costs to reflect the upcoming heating season, current forecast for the upcoming heating season. So you'll see quite a significant difference in the green portion of these bars for that effect. And then the following three slides, you'll see a very similar.
And Lisa, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe. Lisa, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe the impact for the first year, you know, in the 15 month versus the 24 month recovery, it's $15 in January, but is it about $60 for the total of the winter?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
I have a question related to the proposed. You said that, I thought you said that was the rate case, but it's not kicking in on the graph until November of 22.
Yeah, that's a good observation. So, go ahead, Lisa.
Sorry, Dave.
No problem.
So how I depicted the rate case implications on this graph are that I assumed the interim of the yellow bar would be in effect for, I believe it's 12 months in this case, and then the lighter blue proposed is our proposed final rates that would kick in at the end of the case after interim is done.
Yeah.
So the yellow and the blue both together represent our rate case request.
Okay, so we'll actually have the rate case settled in prior to, you know, a year from now. But
yeah, it would be our hope that it would occur before November, but
in all likelihood. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Matt, I think you can probably move forward. As I mentioned, the next three slides are the commercial and interruptible classes impacts in the same format as the residential, where you'll see the red area lower and become extended throughout more months of the year.
And just to note that nothing around the seasonality of the residential rate has been changed here. We've stayed with the same lower rate in the winter that we had before in the previous mechanism.
Okay.
Were you going to say any more, Lisa, about the monthly bills or?
No, I really don't. I think the same idea flows through all four of these graphs, really all six of them, and just wanted to put a visual to what the average impact would be and see what questions might arise.
Okay, then, Lisa, on any of these, I'm not singling one type customer out from the other, but any of these charts, in mid-October of 2020, we weren't envisioning a scenario where there was an additional $32 million cost of gas needed for the winter of 2021. Now, all these charts you've laid out and balancing out these costs, am I right? And that is assuming that there are no similar cost of gas increases in the next two winters. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have not forecasted any, you know, extraordinary events like we saw in February of this year. Certainly we're open that, you know, they could occur, but we didn't include any of those in this forecast.
So hoping is one thing, planning is another. If we push this out into the summer of 2023, and the next couple winters bring similar events where we have another $30 million to collect from those, we're going to have this thing backed up to where we're going to see huge spikes, far larger than the one we're talking about for this coming winter. Is that correct?
Yes, I certainly can see that to the extent that we have another price spike event such as we had this past winter, we would be pancaking effects on top of last year's effects. And certainly the further you go out in time with this extension, I don't know that I say it's more likely, but the more time you have for a new event to occur to pancake on top.
And then I think that leads me to kind of my key question and something that Dave said earlier. You mentioned a limited ability to impact the cost of the commodity. Mm-hmm. Is it not, and I assume you're talking about for XL natural gas, mm-hmm. but XL as a company, by continuing to shift and to alternative electric generation that relies more for natural gas backup, and then your electric side competes with your gas side for the same commodity at the same time. Correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I would say that by that action, XL as a company, as the parent company, does impact the cost of gas for the XL, the gas company. And you've been doing it more and more, have plans to continue to do it more and more. So I would argue that there's an increasing likelihood of these events with each winter. If someone wants, it's not really a question, but I guess if someone wants to tell me where I'm wrong, I would look forward to it.
No, Commissioner, I mean, sure, the more demand there is for natural gas, I mean, obviously, you know, it's going to have an impact on prices. To what extent, it's difficult to say. But.
You don't have a graph. The pricing assumptions you use to back up the fuel numbers or to generate the fuel numbers. I was looking at the application itself or the filing from September 29th. There isn't anything that's just really easy to look at saying, okay,
right,
this ties to average.
And I think Lisa can speak to the gas assumption, gas price assumptions used on September 29th and then again today.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, certainly. So when we filed on September 29th, we used the gas price that we included in our base gas assumptions in our filed rate case. And the average for that was about $2.90 a decatherm. We are currently using the updated price, on an annual basis for 2020, the 2021-2022 year is about $4.60, and the winter price, the upcoming winter price of that is around $6 a decatherm.
Okay. Was there a 516 figure somewhere embedded that I, sorry, doesn't that ring a bell?
$5.16 a decatherm?
You know what, I think I read that off an E. Or is it the IEA?
AGA?
Could have been something.
Some industry?
No, it was international, or I think it's EIA. Report.
Lisa, knowing the challenges that this winter represents in terms of the gas price, have you guys changed your strategies at all for procuring the gas on the residential gas side moving into this heating season?
Others can chime in here if they would like. I would say that we've always taken our fuel procurement very seriously and always are trying to do the right thing for our customers and keep the find the best deals, if you will. I think that the in light of Winter Storm Uri and the price spike that occurred last February, certainly I think us along with everybody else are taking another look to see what other tools might exist out there, whether it be hedging tools or whatever. I would say we've always taken it seriously, and we're certainly continuing to do so as we see the prices increase now.
Yeah, and I'll just chime in and note, commissioners, that you right now don't necessarily have the experts on procurement on the call with you, but we'd be happy to follow up with actions that we are taking, whether it's with hedging or discussions that we've had with FERC about the markets.
Thanks, Matt, that being helpful. One other question for me,
thank you for that, answering the pricing questions. Appreciate that.
Regarding the totally different question, and that is, what kind of call volume have you guys been receiving in terms from customers and specifically North Dakota customers and the recent bill increases?
I think we're going to have to follow up with that answer as well, Commissioner. I'm a little, I get involved on commission or customer complaints when they reach you guys and we are having difficulty resolving them, but I have to say I'm a little surprised that there maybe hasn't been more calls. There's been one particular customer that worked pretty hard with, but I'm not really aware that there are others that are, but that's a question that I can get more and better information about. I'm only speaking anecdotally.
Sure, that would be helpful. They must be all calling us.
I think one, I believe this to be true. I know which customer you're referring to. I've had several dozen conversations and dialogues, an ongoing dialogue with them. I continue to. Mm-hmm. They're very unique. They're not the only one on the manufacturing side, but they're not. There's a greater percentage of customers, both residential and on the commercial side, that have yet to really feel the impact, because their natural gas use is primarily for heating. Now they're seeing an uptick, but I think without question, the phones are going to ring off the hook as we get into December and January. And I think we are barely scratching the surface right now because most haven't really felt it yet.
Right.
And I think that's a reality everyone needs to be prepared for. I just don't see it going away. So we're just starting to get hints of what's to come. I think it's going to be, it's going to be a tough winter on the heating cost side. It's going to be a tough winter on the number of calls.
I would agree. It's going to be a challenge.
Victor, do you have any thoughts? Victor and Pat?
I don't. I guess staff has kind of weighed in on the idea, and I think I would share some of the commission's concerns, but I guess I kind of see this as more of a policy decision. So I think you can go either way, keep with the 15 months, or you can push it out to 24. But I would agree, we're adding an extra winter's worth of risk in there if that's something of concern for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would agree with what Victor said. Also, I was going to share one call that I've had from a customer that is experiencing a lot higher gas bills this summer because of heating a swimming pool. And he didn't understand why that he should be burdened that way when during the winter when the gas costs were high, he wasn't using any more than anybody else. And so that was kind of his take on it. And we have for the residential class, we have the higher bills in the summer and lower in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion?
I do not.
Brian?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, we have a proposed order on this. Let's see. Actually, we don't have, Pat sent it around, but we don't have final copies.
Okay, this is the final version.
Okay.
If you're going to approve the company's proposal.
Okay. So it's Brian's order. How did you want to proceed, Brian?
I believe we scheduled the special for 2:30, so we would have to wait until then, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to, we've got two items. One would be the rules, or no.
Yes.
Yeah, the rules, and then this, so I'd like to proceed as planned, present the order, take a vote.
Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, then we can conclude this meeting. And you can get copies of the order around, and we can have our meeting at 2:30, right?
This was an informal.
Yeah.
So all these things will be.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. So with that concluded, did either of the parties object to the recording of this informal meeting and all the materials presented being part of the record that's used as part to make the decision in this case? Dave?
No.
No objection.
All right. Then that will be what happens. We'll use the materials and the recording to help inform our decision. With that, I think that all of our matters have been concluded, and this informal is over.